Hi, this is Pastor Becky Heyman, one of the pastors at Spring Creek United Methodist Church.
Genesis is teaching that to be in relationship and be a blessing to others, we must live with an attitude of holy hospitality that offers abundant, extravagant generosity of the very best we have to offer with no strings attached. That's grace. When God called Abraham forth and led them into future generations, God didn't tell them to oppress others or to dominate and rule over them. God blessed them to be in relationship, commitment, a seat at the table. This is our heritage. We not only see it in the beginning with Abraham and Sarah, but we can find examples of holy hospitality throughout the Bible. It's a blessing that is passed on from generation to generation. It was passed along all the way to Jesus, who ate with the tax collectors and the sinners. Jesus offered abundant, extravagant generosity when he fed the 5,000 and then instructed his disciples to do the same. Jesus shared a meal with his disciples. No strings attached, just grace. Abundant, extravagant generosity. Sharing bread is sharing in God's presence. It's being in relationship. If you take a moment and you think about all that goes into bread, it is gifts from the earth. The wheat, the soil, the sunshine, the rain, it that nurtures that wheat. It is the hands that harvest and those who mill it into flour and those who combine the ingredients to bake the bread. It is the grocery workers, and all along the way, there are so many elements into the bread. But we're not the little red hen. We're followers of Jesus who passed along the blessing. We break the bread, and as Jesus broke the bread, he shared it with everyone, saying, "Take and eat. Come and be a part of this community. Come live in unity with others. Come and receive the blessing and be a part of an ongoing relationship at a common table. Come be blessed so that you could be a blessing to others. Break open your heart. Break open your life. Live in relationship with others where we trust God's abundance and generosity and bless others." When we create space for God, we need to step back and wait, to be patient, to be open and listen, and receive whatever it is God is offering. We need to hear that promise and blessing God might have for us. And when we receive that blessing, we are to share it. What will that promise be? Will it make us fall on our face and laugh like Abraham, or laugh quietly like Sarah? Yes, perhaps. Because God's blessings are beyond our imagination. Could Abraham and Sarah ever have foreseen what would become of their family? No. But nothing was impossible or too difficult or too wonderful for God. Did John Wesley foresee what would happen when he stepped out in faith? No. He can't know the story of how this world turned out, how it is turning out, what is to come, what will unfold into the future. Sometimes being in the middle of God's transformative work seems messy, and we are filled with uncertainty. We can't always understand where God is leading, but we know God is faithful. We know we are to remain in relationship with God, with others, and with all of creation, because we too are blessed to be a blessing. This is our faith family heritage. So how are we doing? When people today hear the word Christian, do they automatically think hospitality and grace? Or has the name Christian become synonymous with the little red hen, only caring for our brood? receiving blessings only for those who are within her inner circle? Or can we be like John Wesley and notice who's excluded from having a seat at the table? And can we remove those barriers to make room for everyone?